This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
One second. Shout, I couldn't wait. Shout out to Pamela Love and Motorhead. They're known for their cookies. I mean, they're known for their pizza, but their cookies.
Bam.
Oh, my God. Hold on, man. You said we got Lewis drops? Oh, oh yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. We got Lewis drops. We're going to cook. We're going to see what that sounds like coming up here. In a few minutes, the Sacramento Kings. Actually, let's check in with Doug Christie here.
Let's do it.
Courtesy of our man, Sean Cunningham, because Matt George is a turncoat, so he didn't go to practice today. Matt's our guy. Here's Doug Christie, courtesy of Sean Cunningham in KCRA Channel 3 today after practice.
You haven't asked anything.
Talk to my cousin.
He needs a lot.
I guess we're just having fun, guys, huh?
How are your Mariners looking?
They're looking good, man.
Talking about the Mariners.
You trying to jinx me?
No, man.
Cut it out. Shh. Leave it alone. Next question.
Yeah, okay.
Home preseason game, what do you just hope to showcase to fans this time around?
You know, more than anything, I think we did it last time. We didn't do it for 48 minutes. The young team, young fellas came in and second unit and played a fantastic game that got the crowd involved. You know, we want to protect home court. We want our fans to know that when they come into this gym, they are going to see something that makes them proud. You don't always win the game, but they do know what they're going to get when our team puts on a Sacramento Kings uniform.
And with Keegan Murray out, just what's your thought process and just filling his position? Who do you, like, kind of want there?
Yeah, it's tough because Keegan brings, you know, he's 6'8". He shoots a 40 ball from behind the line. Defensively, we can put him on the best player. He can switch 1 through 4. I mean, he's guarded Jokic, for God's sake. So it's by committee right now. But we experiment with a few guys, and we'll see how it goes. And this is what the preseason is for. And by the time we hit the regular season, it may be matchup based. We'll have to see how long Keegan's going to be out.
Have you decided what you're going to do tomorrow with that spot?
No, we haven't decided yet. We took a look at a couple different people, but we'll see tomorrow. And listen, sometimes, you know, you start one way and the game dictates that you do something else, and we just have to feel the game as we go.
What do you think it looks like with DeMar at the four, quote unquote, if you guys decide to go small at times or even to start a game?
We don't know. I mean, obviously, he's going to have pretty much always an advantage on the offensive end. Defensively, depending on how big the guy is, we got to make sure that it might just be you make sure and face guard him, take him out of the play. The biggest key for us is we got to make sure that we rebound the basketball. That is one of the biggest things. Obviously, that is defense, because the end of defense is the possession of the basketball. But DeMar is a veteran. He competes at a really high level, and we're expecting all of the guys, whoever's out there on the floor, to play to our identity, especially on the defensive end.
When you play the Clippers without, you know, Keegan and having to try to fill in there, what kind of test is this going up against a team like that, and maybe the problems they pose as you try to figure this out?
Well, you know, Collins comes in off the bench. He, you know, 6'10", and Zubac is in there. Lopez, I mean, they have a lot of size. So we're going to have to see it, feel it, and then from there respond to how you know, substitutions and the different things that we try to do. But all of these have been really good tests. I mean, Toronto came out with a style of basketball that you don't see a lot, and then you back it up with Portland, very similar to that. Now we're seeing a ton of size. So all of these things are good for us to put in the data bank, understand what we have, how we can adjust, the things that we can do during the game. But first and foremost, we have to play with gravity and put our imprint on the game. That's first and foremost. We don't always have to think about who we're playing against. We need to think about what we are trying to do. And then who you're playing against comes into play while the game is going on.
Yeah. Are you and Scott looking at options off the roster right
now? There you
now
go, Chris.
You have to talk to Scott, man. You want me to answer Scott's question? Yeah. Oh, you got to talk to Scott.
Right,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think always everything is open. You know, we want to be as good as we can be. You got to look at all options, man.
What a little smirk on Doug's face was like, hell yeah, we are. What you think this is? Of course we are. Shout out to our guy, Chris Biederman, by the way.
Big ups to Chris Biederman. Needs a better.
Great podcast.
Great podcast, but he needs a better school alma mater. But other than that.
I think his alma mater is just fine.
Actually.
His alma mater, by the way. Well, like, he went to school there.
Great point.
It's kind of overrated, to be honest with you. But
national champion.
Defending.
Remember,
yeah, great national point. Champion.
Remember
Buka, Jackson Smith and Jigba?
2 years ago when Michigan won a national championship.
Don't.
That's super long ago.
Whatever. But anyway.
Was years? That when you cheated? Was that the scandal?
That is. That's why Jim Harbaugh quit.
That is why Jim Harbaugh quit.
No, he wanted to go back to the NFL. He's
an NFL Connor guy.
Of course he did. He's got a 10-year show card.
He's an NFL guy. He wanted to get back to the NFL always.
Sure he is. Mm.
But remember that year we were like, yo, this is the best team in football. Like some of the coaches would be like, I haven't seen a team this good in 25 years. Mm-hmm. Kind of feels like that's what's going on at Ohio State right now. Ohio State is taking good teams and just making it not even an interesting game.
Every week is a woodshed.
It's not competitive.
It's insane.
And it's not even like they're beating their ass. It's just like they have the other team has no chance to win.
Yeah.
But the funny thing about that is it's kind of like it doesn't matter. We'll get to the end of next month.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get to the end of the because Ryan Day can lose that game again. And the next day or 2 days later, I will ask the question that will have been asked all weekend long. Is Ryan Day getting fired? You have to beat Michigan. And the only way you can survive without beating Michigan is to do what he did last year, and it's to win a national championship. Ryan Day loses that national championship. I do not believe he is the head coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes this year.
I agree with you.
I have a question. You can give true serum to every Ohio State player. Like, they're going to tell you exactly what they feel.
A national title.
Okay.
National
title. A national title.
Okay.
National title for sure. Okay.
I think.
I'm not totally convinced.
It might be for the big dogs a national title, but for the guys who are playing their last football game and aren't going on to Sundays, it might be Michigan.
Mm.
Like, there's two classes.
Who do we think it is for
of
Ryan
Michigan
Day?
Players that did not beat Ohio State?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At least two.
Yeah, I think it was a 7 or 8 year losing streak.
Yeah.
Or it might have been like it might have been like 8 of 9.
I was going to say I thought it was longer, but yeah, I feel like it was at least two full classes that like that sticks with you.
Lloyd Carr, one of the great coaches in Michigan history,
fired.
Literally fired because he couldn't beat Ohio State.
Yep.
That's what I was. Okay, now you can give Ryan Day true serum. Would he rather beat Michigan?
No, because winning a national title will always save his job.
If
last year repeated itself, he will keep his job.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the new playoff format, he's not kept out of the playoffs anymore because he lost to Michigan.
I'll push back a little bit. If you ask him today about this year, I think he'd sacrifice the national championship to beat Michigan.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Because he's already got the national championship. He's got that. He's good.
And he's never beat Michigan. right? Since he's been the head coach?
I believe that's right.
Yeah, I think so.
Because.
Yeah, he's lost three in a row. Yeah, he lost.
Urban Meyer was the head coach, right? He took over for Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer went on to have a distinguished career with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Sure, distinguished is definitely a word.
Yeah. And
with the bars in Jacksonville.
Somehow. No, I think those were the bars in Ohio State. I think he went back to Ohio State for those bars, didn't he?
Yeah.
Well, he got to go where
Lord knows what he did with the bars in Jacksonville.
Everybody knows your name.
Urban!
The problem is we got this bum of a head coach.
Now, your head coach is a bum.
We went into the Coliseum on Saturday and didn't stand a damn chance. Did you know this guy? I didn't even realize this until a couple weeks ago.
Big thanks to Chris Biederman, by the way, who sparked this whole conversation.
Shout out Chris Biederman.
Just by his mere existence.
This guy, Sherrone Moore, he's supposed to be an offensive guy. What the hell? This offense is garbage.
Yes.
And it's been garbage every time he's been head coach. And that's his calling card is on the offensive end. Fire him as head coach. Keep him around as a recruiter because he's a hell of a recruiter. He does a good job with that. But he doesn't know what to do with the recruits that he gets.
I see.
Get him out of here as a head coach. Keep him as a top flight recruiter.
Maybe he would be better if he saw color.
Well.
Because he doesn't see color.
He don't see the damn game either. He don't see green. He don't see the grass. He don't see the colors of the other team.
He isn't going to see employment much longer. let's see what Ross is talking about here. Again, big thanks to Chris Biederman for whose mere existence sparked this whole conversation. 916-909-1320, Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. Ross, what's up, buddy?
What's up, fellas? Man, just want to give my take on the Kings. Called a few months ago, and I told you guys that I think 26-27 trade deadline is really the window for this team. And with Keegan going down, I think that just solidifies it. I mean, we got talent and we're going to compete, but I just feel like this team is stuck in whatever the scheme was 15-20 years ago. If this was 2008, I think this team could probably make like a conference finals run. We got guys that can get buckets and are okay with just getting buckets. But like the way the league currently is, you got just nothing but dogs on these teams 1 through 10. And I think as soon as we can kind of look ourselves in the mirror and realize that, the reset button will happen. But until then, it's going to be tough.
I don't know. I appreciate you, Ross, as always.
And he knows the NBA. I mean, this guy's been around the league for – talking about Ross. He's been around the league for
– Or you mean Ross.
Well, yeah, quotation marks of it. Yeah. This guy knows the NBA.
Yeah.
Ross, a.k.a. Luke Walton.
Ross Walton.
This guy's plugged in. He's tapped in. He's getting ready for his season with the Detroit Pistons.
I don't know. Like he mentioned the reset button. I don't even know what that looks like for the Sacramento Kings.
I don't know what it looks like either. And to be a little fair to the guys who are in charge right now, and we've talked about this before, I'm not sure how much they could do this offseason as far as tearing it down. When you talk about adding, yeah, you could have added. But people want them to just blow it up. I don't know what you can do. Contrary to, you know, what James thinks and other people thinks, I think you got two damn near untradeable players and untradeable contracts.
Contract
when you talk
wise.
About Zach LaVine and DeMontis Sabonis. And DeMar DeRozan, that is a very specific situation as far as who you be. You're not trading him to the Bucks, right? Like it's a very specific situation that might not even be clear until we get closer to the trade deadline. So you tried to trade Monk, didn't try to trade Keegan. Yeah. You know, you drafted what realistically was this team going to do over the offseason to tear it down for the people who want them to tear it down?
They would have had to attach picks.
Then I wouldn't.
Which would have been against what you're attempting to do.
Counterproductive.
Yeah.
Yeah. And attaching picks and then not getting like good players back. You're getting, what's Domas, 40-ish? You're getting $40 million worth of like fringe rotation guys. And is anyone happy with that right now?
No.
You're losing first round picks. Well, Domas' contract is off the books. But
it's not worth it.
It's not
worth it. Domas is going to get you, you know, 19 and 12 this year. Mm-hmm. He's not a player you need to attach a draft pick to trade. Like, you're trying to build a better basketball team. Mm-hmm.
And you're going to do that through draft picks.
That's right. And you have them. And that's the, mm-hmm. if you're a Kings fan and you're desperate for something positive and you're one of those people, well, there's the positive. Mm-hmm. You have all your draft picks. They're not tied up anymore. The stupid Kevin Herter thing is over. Your picks are right there and you can do whatever you want with them. Trade them, draft them. You've got them for the next, you know, forever, for now.
Yeah.
I need to make something clear. I wasn't saying Domas is a fringe rotation guy. I'm saying that's what you would have gotten back for.
Right, oh, no, I understand.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to make that clear. That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
No, for sure. And I think the number is over the next six seasons, they got 9 first-round picks. I think that's the number.
Okay.
So that's a good starting point. That's a good starting point for your own rebuilding or building of a franchise and being able to do it through the draft. And I am a big believer in, you never know what's going to happen in this league.
Mm-hmm.
You never know what opportunities might present itself. And maybe all those draft picks that you're talking about aren't necessarily for the purpose of being drafted.
Sure.
Like, if I'm just throwing out a name, but I'm not saying it's realistic, but if Giannis became available and they said, we'll make it all happen. Just give us 3 first-round picks. You got them.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that if that's something you want
to
do.
Giannis to Sacramento, you heard it here.
Or if like we talked about earlier, and the Spurs are looking to make a decision, they were like, man, Domas would be perfect next to Wemby. You know, Stephon Castle, but we need 2 picks in that deal because we're giving you a young guy. All right, maybe we do that. Mm-hmm. Just randomly saying things, but mm-hmm. you have options. Mm-hmm. You have options. The last
that's the beauty of having your picks.
Yeah, and the last part of having options is having the cap space, which is what they're working on right now.
Yeah.
So, it's not where I want the team to be, where I want the franchise to be, but it's not. They're not in cap hell with no picks. And we're in disagreement with others, but you're not like this god awful team. You're not this 20-win team. Like, you're still gonna see competitive basketball out here, I believe, this year, and have an opportunity to make the playoffs.
Is it a big deal at all that they haven't been good in the preseason?
Not to me.
Because they haven't. Like, even in Portland, like, they were down most of that game. Maxime Raynaud comes in. You get the guys working, playing against each other in that fourth quarter, and that created a really competitive basketball game. Mm-hmm. But they haven't been good.
I'll take that back a little bit. I'm getting a little frustrated with seeing nothing happening from the second unit.
Oh, okay, interesting. I thought you were going in a completely different direction. I'm really tired of watching Dennis Schroeder play. And this is from someone, again, I feel like I always have to say this because so many people do not like him. I like Dennis Schroeder a lot. What we've seen from him the first 2 games is not at all what I expected from him. Mm-hmm. I expect more. And at some point, I mean, look, if I can't see it tomorrow or Friday, so be it. I sure as hell hope I see it 1 week from tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, if you want to win tickets to opening night at the Golden 1 Center 1 week from Friday, go to KSFM.com.
We got you. Yeah. I think I look at, number one, I think the starters have played fine. They play good. Haven't been spectacular, but I think in both games, I know for sure in the second game, I think in that first game, they've had the lead when they started to make substitutions. And that's kind of,
I think they did in the second. I don't think they did in the first.
The first one might have been, it was like real close. It was like probably a 1-point game or something like that.
But like in the first one, like DeMar wasn't there. Like, no. I don't think DeMar took a shot till maybe the second quarter.
Right. And
Zach has been terrific.
Zach's been terrific.
Zach has been absolutely terrific both games.
And I also think Dennis Schroeder hadn't been there either. Dennis Schroeder might not be what we hoped he would be or thought he would be, but he's not going to be Marco Bellinelli and just forget how to play basketball.
Right.
Now he's here in Sacramento. I think he will be better. And that's one of the things that I think about in those, in that first game in particular. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it didn't look good, wasn't close or whatever, but for all intents and purposes, Schroeder and DeMar DeRozan just didn't play. Zach LaVine didn't play in the second half. The thing, like I said,
yeah, though, literally didn't play.
The thing that does worry me, though, is the bench unit, because I see things with the bench that I'm not okay with. Namely, one of the things you talked about is the lack of a backup point guard. Mm-hmm. And I think some of that gets magnified because these teams are doing things that I don't believe they're going to continue throughout the entire season, which is pick up full court and pressure and 94 feet and all this other stuff. Like, I don't think at the beginning of December you play the Raptors and all point guards are going to be denying 94 feet. Like, that's just, I think that's a preseason thing, an early season thing. But when you have that, the fact that they don't have a ball handler or somebody that can initiate the offense in a good enough fashion is glaring.
Yeah.
Like, Monk, he wasn't struggling to bring the ball up, but he was working to bring the ball up. Keon Ellis was working to bring the ball up. They didn't have anybody that could get the ball up the court and into the offense in a calming way, in a way that gave them time on the shot clock to execute what it is they need to do. Everything seemed rushed, seemed disjointed, and we saw that in two straight games with that second unit, and I want to see them start to play better.
Okay. Well, you'll get a chance to tomorrow at the Golden One Center, as a matter of fact, when the Los Angeles Clippers are in town. Of course, you won't get to be a part of that, because you'll be hosting the Coach's Show live at Bar West, Coach's Corner with Kenny Caraway and Coach Brennan Marion live at Bar West in downtown Sacramento. Festivities begin at 7 o'clock. Of course, the show airs live here on ESPN 1320 at 7 o'clock, so you can go hang out with Coach Brennan Marion, go hang out with the crew from Sac State, go hang out with Kenny Caraway live at Bar West tomorrow at 7 o'clock. So for those who aren't going to the game, go hang out with Kenny.
Homecoming this weekend, too.
Homecoming
I saw something on Instagram.
They asked me to judge a rib contest.
You going to?
I'm not. I won't be able to. Like, my hope is to go to the game. Because it was like, it's not right it before the game.
It's like,
game. It's like yeah, it's like 12 to 3.
Yeah.
And I was like, if it was 3 to, you know, I think kickoff is at 6.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if it was like 3 to 4:30, I could have pulled it off. Or 2 to 4:30, I could have pulled it off. I don't think I can't pull off 12 to 3, and I needed to get her an answer. So.
Gotcha.
You get all the ribs to yourself, bro.
Only if they're, settle down, everybody. Only if they're rubbed ribs. I said settle down.
Well, that doesn't matter. That doesn't mean anything.
I said settle down, man. No, rub ribs are the best. I don't need no barbecue sauce, bro. No. They're ribs, too, by the way. They're ribs. It's not like I didn't say something else. I said ribs.
Not in this league, pal.
No, I just want to be clear. So what Kenny is saying is you like a good rub. Do I have this?
Yeah,
right?
No, you're both out of here. We're both.
No!
I got double technicals. It's a T here. I got a T here. This is ridiculous.
I'm a broadcast journalist.
Yeah, shout out to the dry rub.
Not in this league. Oh, shout my God.
Wow.
Another one. You're gone.
Wow.
You're gone, pal. Get him out of here. Welcome back to D-Lo and KM.
There it is. Goodness gracious.
That's insane.
It's the Tuesday comeback with Kyle Madsen.
He just punched a ref.
That's Ron Artest in the locker room. You think we're going to get in trouble? Yeah. Yes. I do.
Take a lap.
I saw more video from like Instagram or TikTok. I did my first TikTok yesterday. Well, not my first TikTok. But
you
like
did?
My first with my kid. You know, the little dance and stuff.
Oh, you did one of those TikToks.
That's the first time I ever did one of those. It's not on mine, though. It's on his.
I was going to say, I don't even know your
TikTok.
And he didn't even
put a TikTok?
He didn't even
Was Mr. Social Media. He was Mr. TikTok for like 2 or 3 days. He was doing like Day in the Life. And,
I'm bringing it back this year.
And then that was it.
No, I'm bringing it back this year.
Can
I'm
we do
it back.
Can we do flip side on TikTok?
Oh man.
All right, Pete. Yeah.
Right, let's see. Is it? I'm bringing it back. Is it King? Yep, there it is.
But I'm on his story, so I don't even know how to get there.
So
unless
let's
you
see.
Follow him.
No. Kenny posted his first TikTok on January 21st. So
it's not my bad.
Kenny posted 5 TikToks in a month and then hasn't posted one since.
His last one was January 21.
His last one was February 21.
Putting things together, too much work, bro. It was too much editing on the phone. Like if I could do it on my computer, because we talked about this. Like I need the mouse.
I'm with you. I'm so with you on this.
But doing this with my thumb and all that, like, bro, stop.
I'm sorry.
Stop.
What were you doing?
This is getting out of hand.
What were you doing with your thumb?
Control the game. Control the game.
You get control of it, Joey Crawford. What's going on over here?
I got a flagrant one.
I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of doing it that way. But I did one yesterday. But I saw that to say, I saw another TikToker like they were showing like all these. They showed. I don't know exactly what it is, but I'll just say the yard at Sac State.
Okay.
It was like, what is going on out there at Sac State? Is this the first California HBCU? Where all these black people come from? And they out there strolling. They doing whatever. Did you know there is an HBCU in LA?
Yeah. I think we've talked about this before.
Oh, yeah. I learned that like a year ago. I didn't even know that. Sac State might be the second. Get accredited. They're on their way.
I feel like we should go to commercial. Jay, this has just been a wild 5 minutes or so. Jason Jones will be with us next, so it's not like it's going to get any better.
Oh, my gosh, bro.
Stilo and KC, Kyle Madsen from the Insiders on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
You're listening to Stilo and KC. Stilo and...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.